You're listening to Radio Störfunk. Today we're talking with Jerry Zwecker from Missouri in USA. Hi, Jerry.
Oh, how are you doing? Yeah.
Oh, we're doing great. It's
glad to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. In Missouri, it's actually like 10 a.m. right now for you, and at your time, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. You know, I usually don't get up this early, but since I knew, you know, this was going to occur, I got up extra early so I can kind of get myself ready and drink my coffee and everything and get ready. Yeah.
Jerry, you as we said, you're living in Missouri, but in which city in Missouri you're living?
Well, actually, I'm in a rural area. I'm about 70 miles southwest of St. Louis. So, you know, some of my neighbors are cows.
You have a radio show on Radio Störfunk, and your radio show is called Down the Road a Piece with Count Doo-Wop. What the hell is Doo-Wop?
Doo-Wop is like the music in the 50s. It was actually group harmony sounds. And a lot of times in the background of some of the songs, like I Only Have Eyes for You to Flamingos, you would hear the background singers going, Doo-Wop, 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 Doo-Wop. And they kind of gave the name to the music from the, you know, some of the backgrounds that they use.
As you said, doo-wop is mainly from the 50s. If it's that old, how do you get the music? Where do you get the music from that you're playing on your show?
Well, I started collecting records in the early 60s. And, you know, I used to write to collectors all over the United States. And even now, in many years, I still get the reissues. I mean, I've gotten CDs in the mail from England, Germany, France, Japan. Anywhere I can get something good and old, I'll search all over the world for things that I want. And even now, let's say people in my age group, a lot of them sell their record collections and this and that. I'm still buying. I'm always looking for more great stuff to put on my show. So I'm kind of in a different direction than them.
So what do you think? How many CDs do you have in your house?
Oh, gee. I guess, how much? I don't know. I got hundreds, I guess. I used to make a joke about my records and CDs in the house. And I always used to say, I should thank the people in the record store for letting me live here.
Nice. And you are playing all your music from CDs. So, and you have a radio show on Radio Störfunk. You play all of your music. And how do you produce the show? Do you have a studio in your house in Missouri?
Well, actually, I do it all in my dining room. Actually, I do it on software, and I got a nice Blue Yeti microphone there. And actually, to make it easy, let's say the records I had, I guess years ago, I put them on I use it just as a tool. For the iPods, that software for the iPod. I put it all on there, so I have it on my screen digitally, even the stuff that I from off records. So this way, all I have to do is click and paste. Paste it to the software, and then this way it makes it easier for me. So even though some of it was originally from CDs, from records, I just use it from the software to go on the in fact, I use the Australian WavePad. Great software to do a radio show. Isn't it kind of funny? I'm getting closer to my 100th show, and I never actually worked in a real radio studio. Is that something? But I'll tell you one thing though. I put in a lot of time in this because I do. I design the show. I do all the editing and everything. So to do an hour show. I put in 8 hours of work because I actually created piece by piece, like almost like a puzzle, keep adding a piece. And then sometimes the thing I like about doing it pre-recorded is if I make a little mistake, I can erase that little piece and do it over. So this way I try to kind of make it perfect, you know, for the listener.
Yeah. So, actually, we already said it, that your show is live here in Germany on Radio Störfunk. How come we are able to listen to it in Germany?
Oh, well, I mean, what do you call it? The station has something called radio automation. And I can, in other words, like it'll say on there, every producer has to program his own show. So I have to upload these things to the radio automation at Orfunk. And I kind of set it exactly which show I want to play for about 13 weeks in advance. So let's say now some of them have been used up. So maybe in this week, I don't wait till it gets empty. I might just add 3-4 shows, whatever it needs there. So in this way, I'll be all set till September something. So, actually the funny thing is on the radio automation, it's actually in German, but I kind of right click it and then I translate the page to English. I guess that was really something to get used to a couple of years ago when I started, and everything. But, now that I know it well, I mean, I kind of like the system, but it did take a little getting used to, I guess. Other shows I have, let's say like Canada, and also in the last couple of months, I actually sent it to Sweden, Dagny's Music Cafe over there on Sundays. So for that, for those, I actually upload the shows to the cloud, and then they get an email to download them. So I usually send, 10, 12 at a time. And so this way they have a little stock on them. So,
How did you find out about Radio Störfunk?
Well, actually, I spent a lot of time on a computer. I just went country by country and just sending hundreds of emails to different radio stations. And I find the ones that that'll kind of deal with me are usually like more or less non-commercial or community. I guess I've never been able to crack into a real commercial station. But it's a lot of work. I used to go country by country and just send emails and I would spend days in the library and everything to do all that. But at least I got some good results, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, maybe we can make here a short music break. Do you have a doo-wop song for us we can play here? Do you have a title?
You can play, Come Go With Me, the Zell Vikings, or anything by the Zell Vikings would be good.
I think I actually found it. We can just listen to Come Go With Me from Zell Vikings.
The Zell Vikings, yeah, that's the group. Because I play a lot of their records on my show anyway, the Zell Vikings.
You are listening to Radio Störfunk, the Störmelder, and we today are having the Jerry Swagger. Jerry, that song that we just listened to also has been doo-wop. Can you tell us what the song was about?
Well, that song, that was one of the most popular ones. It's actually Come Go With Me. I guess it's just it's really just a guy singing to a girl, mostly. And the funny thing is, I can remember that song when I was even in grade school, like eighth grade. They had a talent show, and I remember in the auditorium, they even had some guys in the school, about 12, 13 years old. And a few guys got up on the stage when I was a kid, and they actually sang that in school at one of the assemblies and everything. Yes. What I was going to show you was this book here. This is one of the guys who was in the in the Dell Vikings, Gus Backus, I guess his family is from Germany, he's an American, grew up in Long Island, New York, but in the 60s after the Dell Vikings, he actually moved to Germany and actually became a recording artist in Germany and everything for his later career. And actually he passed away in the last year or so. But funny thing is, since I like the Dell Vikings, I went online and bought the book. And you know, funny thing about the book, I didn't know it. The book is in German. I didn't know the book was, I thought it was in English. So I would have to put this on a computer or something and use the computer to read this book.
And translate it page by page.
You know, I guess you never heard of this guy, Gus Backus. Yeah, page by page, yeah. You ever hear of him? He was in that group who was singing that you just listened to. Go With Me, yeah.
I didn't know it at all, okay.
Oh, well, you know what it is? I'll tell you, I guess because of your age, you're probably not familiar with it. But that's something I do on my show. I kind of run my show like I almost think of it in my mind as almost like a college seminar. I don't think too many people really give information about the group. So I give like background and a little history and almost like a sports thing. I try to give a little, let's say, play-by-play and color commentary with each one. This way the people... they will kind of have a little context and know what they're hearing. Because otherwise, if I didn't do that, most people, they wouldn't even know what it is that they're hearing. So I try to tell them, kind of give them, now you know.
Yeah, that's great. Also, if you're then interested in the band, you can also do more research for yourself.
Yeah. But I think you're really into music. It's really a big hobby for you. But what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm retired. I just get my annuities. But, I'll tell you what my last job was. I think I retired in, 08. I used to be like the engineer, the train operator. I used to run the trains in New York City. It's subway trains. I did that for 7 years. That was pretty cool, you could say.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry, it was really nice to interview you, and I think we can when you say your show, your radio show is it's live every Wednesday and 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. here on Radio Surfunk, and check the show out. It's really nice.
Your time, 7 a.m.,
yes,
Wednesday on 7, yeah.
Yeah, you know. And right. I hope you have a great start in the day with this short interview.
Okay, well, it was fun.
Yes. And yeah, bye, Jerry.
And maybe we can do it again soon.
Yeah, maybe you can make a short trip to Germany and visit or radio studio.
Well, maybe someday after the COVID is... it kind of disappears. But, the funny thing is, I've actually never been to Europe yet. I've been to Alaska, Canada, Bermuda on cruises and everything. But, the funny thing is, it'll be a job for me to go over there. You know why? Because, I don't fly. I would have to take the Queen Mary 2 for 6 days, the boat to England, and then go by train because I don't fly. So it would take me, I guess, a while to get there, but maybe someday. Yeah.
But I think it would be a really interesting trip with the boat to Europe.
I think too.
Well, you want to know a funny thing is my father, he was born years ago in Vienna, Austria. And of course, he used to speak perfect German. But there's a thing that my kids are interested in. Since my father is from there, my daughter keeps bugging me. She wants me, she said, well, you're entitled to a dual citizenship, Austria, and then your kids can get it too. So I guess my daughter kind of wanted, it's kind of twisting my arm, to do that. And Yeah, I shall. It's just, you know, with the COVID, I guess, you know, the paperwork and bureaucrats are slow, you know, so.
Yeah, but well, so, Jerry, we thank you really much for this short interview. I think it was very interesting, and at least I personally also had a lot of fun.
Okay, good. So, hey, keep listening to my show and, you know, learn a little more about the old music. But one thing I do besides the doo-wop, I mix in a little, just a little touch of jazz, blues, gospel. So, you know, I kind of mix it up, you know, with, you know, I kind of make it interesting in a sense. That's something that these other doo-wop shows, nobody does it quite the way that I do it, like that. So
yeah, so check the show out, guys, and yeah, have a nice day, Jerry.
Okay, and it's a nice meeting both of you, and that was a pleasure.
Yeah, for us too.
Okay. Yes.
Then.
So have a nice
all
day.
All right, then.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye.